All right, we continue with the nation's big conversations, and this is where the nation's big conversation, of course, begins every morning. The Miraya Breakfast Show. Well, it is 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, women's participation in leadership remains the key to building lasting peace in South Sudan.
Oh, yeah. So recently, stakeholders under the South Sudan Women Coalition, with support from UNMISS, came together to assess progress and challenges in implementing gender provisions of the revitalized peace agreement, while also strengthening women's skills in areas such as public speaking and also digital engagement. Now, this morning, we're joined in by Dr. Sihan Mohammed Osman and also Dr. Lola James for the South Sudan Women's Coalition, who took part in those discussions and will also share insights on the key outcomes, the resolutions, and also what comes next for women's leadership and participation in peace building. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
All right, let's begin with Dr. Sihan Mohammed Osman. What was the significance of bringing together the South Sudan Women Coalition and other stakeholders at this time?
صباح الخير المستمعين الأعزاء. قد أقيمت مجموعة أو منتدى وتحالف المرأة South Sudan Women Coalition ورشة عمل النساء صاحبات المصلحة للاتفاقية المنشطة لفض نزاع جنوب السودان وهذا كان منتدى رفيع المستوى لتطبيق 35% من حصة نساء جنوب السودان، وقد جمع المنتدى فئات مختلفة من النساء المشاركات في الاتفاقية، وهؤلاء النساء كانوا كلهم تحت مظلة Women Coalition أو تحالف مرأة في جنوب السودان، وتمثلت فئات مختلفة من النساء فيها أكاديمية ومجموعات أخرى من النساء وسيدات الأعمال ونساء من الأحزاب السياسية ونساء ذوات الإعاقة أو disability ونساء من الإعلام من مجموعة الإعلام أو اتحاد إعلاميات النساء إعلاميات بجنوب السودان، فكلها جاءت تحت مظلة واحدة تحت South Sudan Women Coalition لمناقشة حصة المرأة في 35% في جنوب السودان. شكرا.
Well, shukran, Dr. Sihan, Dr. Sihan. Dr. Lola. Dr. Lola, we understand that one of the key discussions focused on monitoring the implementation of the gender provisions under the R-Access Agreement. Why is this issue so important right now?
Greetings and appreciation to Mirai FM and the listeners across South Sudan. I am indeed grateful and happy to be given this opportunity to come and share the reason why the women converge to discuss about the 35% affirmative action. Despite the commitment under the peace agreement, the women of South Sudan realize that the implementation has been lacking. And when a woman is removed or revoked, then it is replaced by a man. And yet all the parties and signatories to the R-Access actually signed and accepted that they are going to ensure that the 35% women representation is adhered to. Reason is that women continue to play a front roles, not only in mediation and peace, but also in humanitarian responses and community resilience. And women makes half of the population in South Sudan. And actually, the government cannot afford, really, to exclude this bigger number that can be able to contribute to democracy and development of this country. And I just want to bring one example. Only 7 women out of 70 delegates, which makes 10%, participated in the recent broad-based national political dialogue. This contradicts Article 16 of the Transition Constitution and the 35% quota that they committed themselves to. So, women being removed from leadership position, women representation is also, as we see, just treated as symbolic, not really to be given an opportunity to be able to influence the process. Weak political will to implement the commitment. Persistent patriarchal norms limiting the women participation, where women are viewed as outsiders, as intruders. Sometimes they are sidelined in critical decision-making of the country. And this is a big problem. The challenge is no longer lack of policy commitment, but lack of implementation and accountability. And that's why we came together, so that we can be able to raise our concerns that we are part of the country, and the 35% needs to be adhered to across the political parties, and particularly those who are signatory to the R-axis.
All right. Thank you so much. And Dr. Sihan, we understand that one of the key discussions focused on monitoring the implementation of gender provisions under the R-axis. What is the issue here right now?
Shukran jazilan. مسألة مراقبة أو محاسبة في حصة المرأة أو تنفيذ تمثيل المرأة في 35% صارت ضعيفة جدا جدا. لذلك المرأة النساء كلها اجتمعت على أن لا بد من وضع آلية المراقبة والمحاسبة في مسألة تنفيذ حصة المرأة. كما قالت زميلتي الدكتورة لونا إيليا أن كل ما تم عزل المرأة من منصبها يتم تبديلها برجل، وإذا تم عزل الرجل يتم تبديله برجل. فلذلك أدت إلى تراجع في نسبة تمثيل المرأة. لذلك نطالب بإنشاء مفوضية لمراقبة هذه الحصة. ونحن نقول أن عدم تمثيل المرأة في اتخاذ القرار بمعنى عدم استدامة السلام في الدولة، لأن المرأة تمثل النسبة العالية في إحصائية السكان في الدولة، وهي تقدم ما لديها من الطاقة من أجل استدامة السلام وبناء السلام في الدولة. شكرا جزيلا.
Maybe let me just speak
from
there.
Yes.
And just highlight a little bit.
Right.
I wanted to say the 35% quota is a constitutional and a peace agreement commitment. Mm-hmm. And it is designed to promote inclusive governance, strengthen democracy, ensure equal participation, and enhance sustainable peace building. When women bring important perspective in the whole, situation, because women are negotiators, if there is a discussion about war, women will always opt to go for peace. Why? Because we care about our families, we care about our children, we care about our husbands, and we believe in a non-violence way of addressing our grievances and our challenges. The quota is not about favoring women over men.
Right.
And this has been the problem. The quota, it's about correcting historical inequalities and ensuring equal opportunity. What do I mean by historical inequalities? When I was growing in a family, when there are boys and there's little money, boys are always
priority
sent
to
schools.
To the boys, yeah.
Yes. And the reason is that the girl is supposed to be prepared so that she's married off. But for the boy, of course, he is the breadwinner.
Mm.
Forgetting that actually also there are women who are very potential. We are not saying women cannot be married out or, married, but we are saying women has also a potential, and they have a right like a boy. that when they are given an opportunity, they can actually also contribute to the building of the country.
Right. Mm.
And a country cannot achieve sustainable peace and development excluding half of its population, mm-hmm. which are the women.
Right.
And yes, in the past there were no women guardians, but today we have women who are there that we can be able to work with them. That they can be able to contribute, that we can, you know, they can be able to give them an opportunity so that they can also realize their own potential.
Right.
Coming back to the issue of monitoring, the reason why we are calling for monitoring is that, for example, the legal fortification, they embedded the 35 quota in the permanent constitution. They need to expedite the women empowerment. That is the role that is expected of them, to ensure that there is long-term legal protection for the women. But in most cases, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So we are saying, as women, we need to create a monitoring mechanism,
right,
that we ourselves can be able to contribute and ensure that things are done our way, and we'll be able to monitor, you know, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and also on a monthly and yearly basis. Mm. And that's why we propose during our meeting that we must have establishment of a gender equality authority. And this gender equality authority will be the monitoring,
right,
you know, body that will feed us and will be able to continue.
Have you already formed that monitoring body?
No, we have not yet formed, but this is one of the resolutions from the meeting.
Right.
Create a real-time database for tracking women, because sometimes they appoint women, and when we say, but these women that are appointed, we have no idea, and we don't know how they are. Yeah, they came to this position, but then they will tell us, where are the women?
Mm.
And this is one of the weaknesses that we have as a movement of women movement in South Sudan, that we must have a database of all the women cadres, so that when they ask us, when they want to appoint, then they are able to consult us and will be able to give the names of the women that can be able to, you know, represent us.
Mm-hmm.
Public reporting to strengthen transparency and accountability. Once that authority is created, then we can be able to ask the government accountable, and we'll go to them and say, but this is what happened and this is what is going
right
on. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. And still with you, Dr. Lola, how do such forums like as this help in amplifying women voices in South Sudan?
These forums, first of all, give us an opportunity to share experiences, give us an opportunity for us to interact with one another and bond, give us our opportunity to see ourselves first as women, regardless of our political affiliation, our, you know, positions, our partisan. It gives us that. And also this forum helps us to see who has which strength and who can be used in which position.
Mm.
And that will have a common agenda, and also a solidarity,
right,
on how we can be able to support each other. But also beyond that, this forum gives us an opportunity to invite young women that we can be able to mentor, so that when we are gone, then we have people who can be able to continue with the women movement.
Mm.
And these forums are very, very important. We always come with one voice, and we stand in solidarity, you know, to push issues that are affecting women regardless of our affiliation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
من مداخلتي في هذا السؤال هذا المنتدى ليست فقط لمناقشة الأمور الداخلية ولكننا نتداول بعض الخبرات الأجنبية سواء كان على مستوى الإقليم أو مستوى العالم. فمثلا نحن نتداول بعض الخبرات من داخل إفريقيا فنموذج لبعض من الدول التي مرت بعنف كحالة دولة جنوب السودان. نحن نتداول خبرات من رواندا, خبرات من جنوب إفريقيا, خبرات من كينيا, خبرات من بعض دول غرب إفريقيا, وهذه الخبرات تعزز قوتنا وتعزز مسيرتنا عندما نشوف أخواتنا النساء في بعض الدول كيف كانوا مثلا يقفن أمام كل هذه الصعوبات والعنف والمشاكل التي تواجهها، لأن مشاكلنا ليست هي المشاكل السياسية فقط، نحن نعاني أيضا من المشاكل الاجتماعية والفروقات الموجودة في الثقافات وفي العادات والتقاليد، ونحن نعاني من 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 مشاكل بتاعت العنف ضد المرأة والعنف الجنسي التي تعاني منها النساء. لذلك من خلال هذه الخبرات نحن ننمي خبرة المرأة الجنوبية، وبذلك نطالب بتعيين المرأة من خلال الكفاءات النسائية. نحن لا نريد تمثيل العدد، ولكن نريد تمثيل بالكفاءات. المرأة لما تكون لها القدرة والمقدرة في اتخاذ القرار وفي التوجيه الصحيح، هي المرأة التي نطالب بها، وهي المرأة التي تقدم للنساء وتقدم للدولة جنوب السودان وتعزز بناء السلام في الدولة واستدامتها. ونحن نطالب تمثيل المرأة ليست فقط في 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 في, في, في العاصمة أو في المستوى القومي، ولكن نريد هذا التمثيل في ابتداء من العاصمة إلى الولايات إلى آخر بومة في جنوب السودان.
شكرا. نعم. ممكن أجيب الدكتورة لونا إليا. How do you see these outcomes that you mentioned earlier on translating into real change for women at the community and the national levels?
Thank you very much for this. Is a very, very important question. One of the things that I want us to acknowledge, and it's still we are struggling with, is the connection and the linkages between the women at the national level and the women at the state level and the women at the county level. Reason being because South Sudan is very vast, and sometimes also we are faced with challenges in terms of resources. Having said that, like this particular meeting that had happened, now we've decided to also go and do the same at the state level. Share, first of all, the communique has been shared widely, but also with the support of UNMISS, we are going to go to the 10 state and the 3 administrative areas to do the same consultation so that we have the same understanding and the same, the same understanding and this and the buy-in of what came out of this workshop. And maybe one of the things that we've also been doing, which is not enough, including and bringing the women to trainings that we organize under the South Sudan Women Peace Coalition, or also going to these states. We've gone several to the state, but maybe we've never managed to go up to the Payam level and also the county level.
Right.
But we always focus on the state level, which we also agree that it's a very big gap that needs to be addressed. Yeah. And one of the things that we are going to do this month, that we are going to disseminate and share this so that we are all in the same page, and also identify what are some of the gaps that are existing within the states, and also go beyond that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Dr. Siham, finally, as we conclude our discussion, how can ordinary citizens, especially women across South Sudan, engage with or even benefit from such initiatives?
المشاركة أو ارتباط المرأة ومشاركتها في كل هذه المبادرات، يعني نحن ما بنقف فقط في العاصمة، عادة بنطلع إلى الولايات، وعندنا بعض من منظمة المرأة الموجودة في الولايات الأخرى هي عضو في ساوث سودان ويمن كواليشن. يعني كل الأنشطة اللي إحنا بنعملها، إذا نحن ما مشينا في الولايات فيزيكال، بنجيب الممثلات بتاع ساوث سودان ويمن كواليشن من الولايات، هم بيحضروا معانا الأنشطة اللي إحنا بنقدمها، وبدورهم هم بيمشوا الولايات وبيقوموا بتنفيذ هذه الأنشطة في الولايات من مستوى العاصمة الولائية إلى آخر بومة الموجودة. وهي بتم كيف؟ إنهم بيدعوا النساء من البيامات المختلفة والبومة المختلفة بيجوا يحضروا وهم اللي بيرجعوا للجراس روت عندهم عشان يعملوا ديسيمينيشن.
Right. And Dr. Lorna, if you'd like to jump in, please.
Yeah, can I just interject? What I wanted to bring up is that we disseminate as part of dissemination through using the existing members of the women, the South Sudan Women Peace Coalition in all these states and also in the counties.
Mm.
But also we disseminate through churches. We also disseminate through Radio Miraya. Like this is one of what we are doing. We wish we had more than 1 hour so that we are able to talk and also talk to the public.
Right.
And also we disseminate through the organizations that are working, using, and today we have the TikToks and the
social media platforms,
which, the social media, which I'm not party to it, you know, because I am a different generation. I sometimes
struggle. But you can adapt.
Yes, but we do that.
Right.
And this is how we disseminate so that the women who are not able to attend and the women of South Sudan who are not necessarily members of organization, but who are these women who are selling on the street, women who are selling tea, women who are selling, you know, leaves Corofolibia, who are making actually the families stand today,
right,
must listen and know that there is this information that we have a right to be able to participate and that all women are inclusive. But there's also the South Sudan Women Union that has been formed, which is in the 10th state and also in the 3 administrative areas. Now we are working closely with them because they are present. You know, they are formed and they are present, and this is how we disseminate the information.
Right, ladies, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Lorna James Elia and Dr. Siham Lorna, we do thank you so much for your time.
Can I say one thing?
Finally, maybe in 30 seconds.
Yes. What I just wanted to say to all of you that South Sudan cannot move forward while women remains excluded from decision-making.
Mm.
Peace. The implementation of the 35% quotas must move from promises to action. I just wanted to take this opportunity to appreciate Miraya FM, listeners, partners, and all women leaders working for inclusive governance and peace building in South Sudan, not forgetting our donors, particularly UNMISS, who has made this possible for us to not be here, but to support the 2 days, you know, high-level women, you know, workshop.
Mm.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Mungkin Victoria Sahin.
Shukran jazilan, shukran ala al-istidafa. Wa ana bashkur kullo mutabi'i Mirayat FM. Wa ana bashkur hakumatna. Wa ana binashidum ala innum ya'idu nazar في قضية المرأة وخاصة عندما يتم عزل المرأة من وظيفة يتم تبديلها بمرأة. نحن ما دارين تبديل رجالي, الرجال ما مخدين كتير, نحن ما دارين تبديل رجالي, فنحن دارين إذا شالوا المرأة من 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 منصبة يجيبوا مرأة في مكانها, لأنه النسوان موجودات وبكفاءات كبيرة. وأنا عندي شكر خاص, أنا دايرة أقدم لمكتب بتاع الجندة في يونيمس اللي هي داعمة, اللي هم داعمين لبرامجنا وخاصة السينيور أدفايزر في مكتب أجندة. شكرا جزيلا.
شكرا دكتورة لونا جيمس إليا, and شكرا دكتورة سيهان لونا. Many thanks. They all from the South Sudan Women's Coalition. Many thanks indeed for your time this morning. Thank you. Well, it's coming up to 2 minutes to the top of the hour. The news summaries in English and Arabic will be coming up. And we'll continue with the nation's big conversations in the company of Juma Emmanuel Osande and Irene Lasu. This is the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good morning.
You are listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.